Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Last time you applied for a credit card, a line of credit, auto loan, mortgage, opened a bank account, heck, paid on credit for a new washing machine and dryer set, or something like that. I bet you've done that in the last year. I bet you took it for granted. Or maybe you're an online seller, eBay, Amazon, maybe you applied for insurance. How did they know you were real? I mean, well, how do they figure that out? When you put your name and address in and that you'd like to borrow $24,000, right? They just send that right away. No, of course not. They make sure you're real. It's not that hard. You have a digital persona. You probably don't even realize you do. They check it against all kinds of databases. And with extreme accuracy, they can prove quickly whether you're real or not. And they can even hone in on the correct credit score for you. How do they do that? Using sophisticated anti-fraud programs that are very common in just about every kind of transaction except voter registration. Jay Valentine builds those systems for a living. In fact, if you've ever bought or sold anything on eBay, you used his software, or rather, it was used on you. See, eBay had a problem in the beginning. People would send them money for goods. The goods would never arrive. The money would disappear and the seller would vanish. Then they'd appear again as another seller with all new settings, new credit cards, and they'd do it again. Amazon, eBay couldn't exist without this kind of software. The fact that you can now buy or sell something on eBay is because of Jay Valentine. He created a fraud detection system so that the same sellers can't come back again and again with new addresses, bank accounts, credit cards. It's not that hard to do. In fact, his company was also hired by State Farm, Geico, USAA, and other top insurance firms to stop organized auto fraud rings. His fraud programs and algorithms spiral deep into complex data relationships. They identify real-time, sophisticated, organized fraud. They can tell, in short, whether you're real or not. Programs his company wrote, or other companies like him, are ubiquitous. They're everywhere. They check on us almost every day. So when Jay Valentine started looking into election fraud, specifically looking into the voter rolls, he was appalled. There's no kind of check whatsoever. It's remarkable, he says, how similar the auto fraud rings that he's busted up for insurance are to the voter fraud rings. In fact, he's trying to tell everyone who will listen that we should put the same software on every voter roll in the country to insta-detect if who is registering, one is real, two is of age, 3 is actually alive instead of dead. And 4 actually lives in a place it's physically possible to live, that it's physically legal to register from. As he began to power through the FEC's national list of voters, he was appalled. Millions of them weren't real, were dead, or were registered multiple times and voting at the same time from all those places. We could secure our elections. The program to do it already exists. He wrote it. If you want to know why the Democrats are prosecuting Trump in Fulton County, Georgia, it's for one simple reason: to make sure that nobody in the Republican Party dares ask any questions about the voter rolls in that state or any of the other swing states. And God forbid nobody uses this industrial caliber software on the voter rolls like every major corporation uses. Why? Because the cheating, and there's a lot of it, would end damn near immediately. I mean, what would happen in Georgia if the 10,315 dead voters on the rolls who voted in the 2020 election weren't allowed to vote in 2024? Or God forbid, the 15,700 ghost voters, people who provably aren't real. How do we know they're there on the Georgia rolls and that they voted? We don't know who they voted for, but we do know they voted. Because Trump had an independent company go in and certify the only artifact you can look at after an election. I've been talking about it for 3 years now, till I'm blue in the face. And that is the voter rolls. See, the voter rolls are public in states. You can look up who the voters are and whether they voted. You can look up who they voted for, unfortunately. That's how we know there are verifiably 10,315 dead voters who cast votes in Georgia in the 2020 election. We also know there are 15,700 ghost voters, people who are not real. They're still on the rolls, waiting like sleeper cells to steal the next election. Because in 2020, Joe Biden's margin of victory in Georgia was 11,779. What does that mean? We'll never know who actually won Georgia. Unfortunately, there were 26,000 actually, votes by people who were either dead or not real in Georgia. There's another 20,000 by people who physically live out of state. That's pretty easily provable because of their change of address forms with the U.S. Postal Service. They're still there too, waiting like sleeper cells. But wait, didn't the governor, Brian Kemp, just tweet that no one's ever proven election fraud in Georgia? That's technically correct. Brian knows it. See, what Trump has never proved, and no one's ever going to be able to prove, is how the dead and the ghost voters and the out-of-staters voted. That's because when the ballot arrives at the Board of Election, it's taken out of the identifying envelope and dumped in a pile. So, can Trump prove he won Georgia? No one can. Can Biden prove he won Georgia? Again, no one can. So when Trump says the Democrats stole the election from me, I really won, can he actually prove that? No. But what we can do is stop it from ever happening again. So Kemp is technically right. The number of votes for Biden that were fraudulent is unknowable. It always will be. But the fraud, that can be stopped by cleaning the rolls and stopping the fake voters from voting, whoever they vote for, or more likely, whoever is voting for them. But those voters are still there. The pattern is the same in Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. We are never going to have a fair election again. We will lose the republic unless we clean up the rolls. What is so maddening is that Jay Valentine has already written the program to do it. He's run around on his knees begging anybody, Trump, RNC, anybody, to use their political capital to get this kind of algorithm, this kind of technology put live on the voting systems. When you look at what Jay Valentine has already found by trolling through the rolls, you can see why he's screaming bloody murder. He calls them shapeshifters. His team in Wisconsin, for instance, found citizens who moved from all over the state to a single state representative's district for a primary. They all moved a couple months before the election. They all voted. Now the good part, they moved back, all of them, shortly after the election to their original homes. That's an artifact in the system. Voter rolls across the states are loaded with artifacts like that. Now do you see why the Democrats are going ballistic? Why they want to make an example of anyone who would even say the words voter fraud? Why they even want to send Trump to prison for making a phone call about voter fraud?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Valentine has been desperately trying to get Senator Ted Cruz's attention because it's going on now in Democrat-controlled Houston, Texas, where the zone has been flooded, he says, for the past 6 months by 240,000 new voters just in Houston. He said each needs to be instantly checked, verified, validated, and if necessary, challenged before the 2024 election. He could do it with a couple of clicks in a few seconds, because this stuff isn't hard. He's desperate to get it done before the 2024 election. His system doesn't just make sure voters are real and that they actually live where they claim. It constantly compares old copies of the voter rolls to new copies of the voter rolls. We might want to do that in Arizona, where 33,000 zip codes voters were changed in the system days before the voting and then changed back. Why would you do that? When the ballots go out, guess what? They don't arrive at the addresses of the voters, but they do all arrive and collect at the U.S. mail because they're undeliverable. And then they come back, even though the voters couldn't possibly have filled them out. CS works. In fact, he's convinced that the U.S. mail system must be a major cog in this voter theft operation. He doesn't know exactly who's running it. He doesn't have to. We could stop it at its source. Valentine is also building a national database using FEC voter registration records. He calls it the undeliverable ballot database. It can identify who gets legitimate mail-in ballots, what address can be flagged in advance because it is either not possible to send a ballot there, or it's a fake or ghost registration, or it's a registration of a long dead person. It's really easy to figure out who those are. All you got to do, if you're an enterprising election thief, is check out the Social Security death database, run it against the voter rolls in your own state, and you've got a whole roll of people you can request absentee ballots for. They won't object. They're dead. And that's why dead voters keep voting. Here's how the undeliverable ballot database works. It ingests county property tax rolls, cross-checks them with corresponding election rolls. Every address in the county, even ones that pay no taxes, like churches or profiled vacant lots, which are subject to taxes, are visible. They update every 30 days with any history of improvement on that property. And he says history means we know what the property is today and what it was years ago. This is most interesting, he writes, when we identify voters registered at a location in 2020, which was built in 2022. More fraud. Why? They like to register them at vacant lots. It's one of their many tricks. There are hundreds of thousands of registrations like this across the swing states. Do I have your attention now? Here's what he can do For every property, they determine real time who actually lives there, because why not? Every other company in the U.S. can do that. We can too. They can determine whether the address can receive mail, whether the voter has a history there. They can also figure out if the address is an apartment building. However, these 23 people registered there can't receive a ballot because they don't have their unit number on the voter roll. So what happens? A lot of apartments are like that. They're actually ghost registrations. The people aren't real. The ballots collect, they end up going back. But even though the tenants aren't real, somebody fills the ballots out, they come back, and the votes are counted. You mean we can figure that out? Yep, it's not that hard. If an address, say, is an apartment building, seven people registered there can't receive a ballot because they're registered at the clubhouse. It isn't livable. Another trick, register people at hotels. He regularly sees hotels with people registered there and voting for 5 years. Not typical of a hotel to house five-year residents, particularly ones who all registered on the same date. Might want to check that one out too. Bottom line, folks, so many people on our side tell me it doesn't matter who the nominee is. They're going to steal the election. There's nothing we can do about it. That's what the Democrats want you to think. But we can fix it. Jay Ballantyne is begging to implement this software in every state in America. He's written exhaustively about it, and it'll blow your mind, all of the details, at American Thinker. I'll put the link in the podcast description under sources so you can find it. Then start reading. Tell everyone you know. The good news is that this software has already been installed and is running in two states. This can be done. But if we don't get this software, at least in the red states, so they can't steal the red swing states out of big blue population centers like Georgia, then we're going to lose this country. But the good news is there is a simple fix here. So I need you to read it and send it to everyone you know. Help Jay Ballantyne save the country. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. I want to take a minute to tell you about my life before PhD weight loss. I've always been an exerciser. I power walk, sweat, and yet I still wasn't able to get off that stubborn weight from having the kids. I just kept my weight under control, yes, but could I ever get down to that beautiful size 6 I used to be? I thought that was impossible. I was also a very conservative eater. I walked around hungry a lot of the time, small portions and all that. So when Dr. Ashley Lucas, a PhD weight loss, said to me, hey, try it. I told her I didn't even want to. I was going to fail. I mean, cut my calories even more? I'd starve. Well, the first thing I noticed, I wasn't hungry anymore. I told her I'd keep doing this even if I didn't lose a pound because it was just easier. But then the weight started falling off. 29 pounds in 6 months. But then the real test. Could I keep it off? I'm 7 months into maintenance and still a size 6. I love PhD weight loss. It'll change your life. And the good news is you can do it anywhere over the phone. They've got a great remote interface and they found people get the same results. Go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.